and then we'll see what happens.
Okay.
So what I always get every guest to do is just to give me their full name and their title.
Okay, so my name is Aineth Carroll, and I'm the campus manager for Kerry College Killorglin campus.
Aineth is such an unusual name. Where did that come from?
So it's actually the feminine in Irish of Aidan. So my mum, I have three brothers, and she had this idea that she would name potentially one of the boys after my dad, but my dad felt strongly that everybody gets their own name. So the compromise was I got the feminine in Irish of Aidan.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I just never heard it before, and I may know a thing or two about unusual names. So, now, we're in such a beautiful little hut here in the Killorglin campus, which is in Capinallee, which I haven't been here in about nearly 9 years. When was this set up?
Okay, so the Capinallee Outdoor Education and Training Centre, which has had a few different names over time, kind of started in the late 70s, came into formation of one kind or another, and it has progressed throughout the years. You, I think, visited us here as a school child, and lots of children and people have visited us throughout the
orienteering,
years.
Orienteering,
kayaking, exactly. Yeah, so they a lot of kind of adventure activity programs, things like that for school kids. But the campus here was primarily self-financing. So the schools paid and then they came. And they got to take part in some of the outdoor activities here. And then in 2020, obviously, there's a number of issues with an educational facility being self-financing.
Yes,
so,
of course.
So there were issues all along. But in 2020, when COVID hit and nobody could come, all of a sudden, there was a real problem here in the Outdoor Education and Training Centre. So Kerry ETB came up with the plan to redesignate Capinallee Outdoor Education and Training Centre as a FET campus. So we are part of the FET College of the Future. We are a part of Kerry College. And so with that came full funding. We are funded like any other educational facility in the country, any primary school, any secondary school, any other college campus. We receive full funding. So we get to focus 100% on the provision of outdoor education and training. And we are no longer challenged by the need to generate funds to keep our
doors important open. Was that for you? Like, obviously, it meant a lot.
It did. It's a really big shift, and it did not. It came with some loss. So, and that's something we've had to accept here, and to look at how we manage that and how we support the groups that used to come to us. But it was really important for the staff who worked here because it improved their employment rights, their employment security, even the fact that they were now, you know, we're a fully funded educational facility. They are now instructors in an educational facility. And then for me, on a personal level, it's the first time in Ireland where we have seen an outdoor education and training centre fully funded. So a real investment by our government into seeing our outdoor education and training move from the fringes of what you do on the side of an educational experience and instead become a central part to the educational experience.
And what do you offer to people that would like to come down and visit?
So we're a college campus. So we are, our community, are the people who live here can avail of us by applying for some of the courses. And we have kind of five main courses that we've been running for the last, a couple of them from before we became a college campus, but five since we fully became a college campus. And we have new courses coming on. We have one new course that actually launched last week called Yoga Teaching and Wellbeing.
Ooh,
which
and that's getting really popular now.
It's hugely popular. I think sometimes when you say the phrase outdoor education to people, they immediately think adventure activities. You think kayaking, you think climbing, and those are a vital part of outdoor education. But outdoor education and training is so much more broad than that. It is, it's well-being, it's connection, and that's a really important element, that connection with the natural world, because we know, we now are feeling in real time the challenges that our natural world is experiencing. So so the yoga teaching and well-being course is very exciting. Obviously it has yoga, but it also will have stand-up paddleboard. It will have forest bathing. It will talk a bit about being in the outdoors with people, leading people in the outdoors, things like that. So,
and how did you end up in a career like this? Where did it come from?
It's been a long journey for me. I went to university in Canada. That's the Canadian accent shining through. And I studied sociology with a concentrate in criminology, deviance, and social control. So I was massively interested in how society shapes who we are and how sometimes we rebel against what society wants from us. And so when I left university, I started working in addictions. So I worked with young people who were battling addiction, and I worked in a program called Basecamp. And it was a wilderness therapy program, and I kind of worked away with young people in partnership with counselors and lots of other support services, just addressing addiction issues.
How did you find that?
I absolutely loved that job, but also found it really, really challenging. You're meeting some of the most vulnerable people, and at such a young age, having experienced such grown-up things, it was heartbreaking. And so I worked away in that, but then I decided, you know what, I was going to take a year out and I was going to come to Ireland for a year.
Best year ever.
Best year ever. 2005, I was coming for 1 year, and I came, I got a job here working in Dublin. And during that year, I got a job with Mountaineering Ireland, and I became the access and conservation officer there. And that's where I started to meet other people who were really into the outdoors. I had grown up with the outdoors as an integral part of my childhood. My dad was really into cross-country skiing, and so everything we did was around cross-country skiing, and my parents were unbelievable, setting us up and letting us compete and travel and all the rest. And so I always had a love for the outdoors. So I got into Mountaineering Ireland, met all these really cool people who were also into the outdoors. And I made a friend named Sinead, and she told me about a course, a FOSS course at the time. And I went and I left Mountaineering Ireland in 2009, and I took part in the FOSS course, which was an outdoor activity instructor course,
Wow. Which
we now actually run here in Killoreglen campus. So I took a year out of my life. I moved to Carrigsveen.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I did the FOSS course, and it was the best thing I'd ever done. So
wow. I have never looked back.
And even so I did that course. I had wanted to stay in Kerry when I did that course. So in 2010, I finished it and I was like, I'm going to stay in Kerry. But luckily or unluckily, the work was up in Dublin. Mm-hmm. So I ended up back up working in the Dublin area. And I worked away in youth work. And then I also got involved in further education and training. And I worked in two colleges up in Dublin delivering, I was teaching rock climbing, among wow. other subjects like leadership and mm-hmm. things like that.
And how did, like, okay, we're looking out here over Capinallee. How does it compare to where you grew up in Canada?
I guess I feel more at home here. In this area, it's similar, like where I grew up in northern British Columbia and in a small town called Burns Lake, and it was very rural. We lived out, you know, you live outside the town, almost everybody does, but there's a lovely community of people who, you know, and everybody knows you, and you can't get away with anything because everyone knows your mom and dad.
So. Well, it sounds like Kerry already.
The one thing that the big change for me was actually coming, I taught in Crumlin, in a college in Crumlin and a college in Coolock. And I was teaching outdoor education. I taught climbing specifically, but I also taught more broader themes and ideas. Mm. And it was such a shift to be able to walk into this campus. So you can just see our campus is built to be outside of it. It's not, the building is there, yeah. And the building is fantastic. And we live in Ireland. I know the value of rain cover.
But tell me, what's so important with people being outside and connecting with nature?
I think it's an interesting, so you're asking obviously someone who's massively converted, so I mean nature for me and the outdoors for me makes me feel at peace. It makes me feel calm, and that's why I chose to work in the outdoors. I think it's about understanding that it's at different levels for people. So while I might feel I love being outside all four seasons, I don't care, I like being out here, what's really important for people is that they get to spend time in nature where they're comfortable. Mm. So that might mean that people tend to come when it's warm, or that we spend shorter amounts of time, but being out in nature has it has a relaxing effect. There's lots of research there behind mm-hmm. the idea of even being able to visually see green space. We know it has benefits for people, but it's all you take it all with an understanding that it impacts people differently mm-hmm. depending on who they are, and that it's about that person getting to choose mm-hmm. at what extent they spend.
Well, Enid, it was so lovely to talk to you, and you're so. I just feel the energy from you already, you know, and just being outside and doing this interview. If we did it inside, it wouldn't have met any justice.
No.
So thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Thank you.